Otherwise, routine life in the camp consists of standing in one line after another for our food and water rations. One day I watch as a long line of people edge toward the ocean. The hot February sun beats down on them, causing beads of sweat to collect on their upper lips. From the shade of a tree, I laugh as one by one they walk into the water to face the father. I stare at the father with fascination and wonder at how he could stay so white under our hot sun. The father's eyes are blue like the sky, his nose long, his hair brown and curly. He looms big and tall above the men and women standing before him. One hand slowly makes some crosses, while the other gently guides the heads of his subject backward into the sea. My eyes open wide when I see Meng standing in a group at the side, dripping wet. "Eldest brother," I call, running up to him, "did you also get dunked in the water by the father?"
"Yes, he has made me a Christian,"
Meng chuckles with his friends. "Why? I thought we were Buddhists."
"We are, but being a Christian will help us get sponsors faster. Many refugees are sponsored by church groups. Christians like to help other Christians."
I do not understand, but Meng has already turned his back on me. Day after day, with nothing to do, the cousins and I walk to the beach. In my shorts and t-shirt, I run to the water for a cool swim. From the water, I catch sight of something red from the corner of my eye. I turn and gasp with horror, not believing my eyes. A young woman walks into the water wearing nothing but a small, bright red bathing suit. The stretchy material clings tightly to her body, allowing everyone to see her voluptuous figure. The suit has no pant legs or skirt, leaving her white thighs uncovered. The V-neck top exposes her cleavage, which bounces as she runs into the water. I know she has to be one of those Vietnamese girls everyone always gossips about, because no Khmer or Chinese girl would wear such a thing. Khmer girls swim either with their long sarong wrapped tightly around their chest or are fully clothed. A few weeks later, I am awakened by a loud scream in the middle of the night. There are a lot of angry noises coming from the hut of one of our neighbors. After an hour, all is quiet again, and I fall back asleep. The next day, the whole camp is talking about it.